Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. First, this segment, though, I want to talk about what I call the essence of entrepreneurial risk-taking. Have you ever wondered what's behind an entrepreneur's decision to take a risk? There is a spectrum for this. I invented it. So I know there is one. There is a spectrum for this with calculation and reasoning. With calculation, the calculation and reasoning of due diligence on one end and foolhardy on the other. But in the middle, there's a variable that lives in the middle. It's called faith. We've all heard stories about the legendary entrepreneur's hunch. But without some foundation of facts and reasoning, assumptions reasoned assumptions supporting a financial projection without something that's real to support a financial projection. A hunch is the equivalent of a belt without loops. And we all know what you call trying to hold up pants with a belt that's not connected to anything. That's called foolhardy. Still, that foundation you seek is challenged by the truth that most important decisions come packaged with their own urgency, right? You're trying to come up with these facts and reasoned assumptions to support your projections. All the while, there's this urgency that's pushing back against you, right? And the time will come, usually sooner than later, when an entrepreneur must take action without the benefit of all the answers. When the fog hasn't lifted yet on your quest for clarity, you'll still have to make the decision. And in that moment of not knowing, but going forward anyway, we find the quirk of entrepreneurship identified by the paradoxical twin emotions of apprehension and exhilaration. These emotions presage possibility. Might be good, might not be. Might be successful, might be a train wreck. Exhilaration. You've got the exhilaration and the apprehension all right there, right? And contemplating either possibility produces the head rush entrepreneurs get the moment they decide to risk what they know for what they might learn. Veteran entrepreneurs, that is to say survivors, manage these emotions with two intangibles. First is confidence, which is the product of logging hours in the marketplace. If you're having difficulty with this intangible, perhaps your subconscious is sending a message that you have more calculating and reasoning to do before you take that next step. If credentials and preparation are in evidence, but confidence is still lacking when it's time for you to pull the risk trigger, that's when you do what I talked about earlier. You risk what you know for what you might learn. You go ahead and say, I'm going to risk what I know for what I might learn. And that leap finds the second intangible very handy. Remember that thing that lives along the entrepreneurial risk continuum? Remember that thing I mentioned earlier? Faith is defined as belief in something unseen. No entrepreneur ever sustains success without believing in and having faith in themselves. I'm going to say that again. You know how much I believe this. No entrepreneur ever sustains success long-term without believing in and having faith in themselves. Faith that you'll handle the plans the future holds for you. Faith that you'll be flexible enough to deal with the unknown. Faith that when no one else shows up, you know you will. And if, and only if, you've operated hard by to the due diligence end of the risk spectrum continuum, you have earned the right to have faith in something else that might surprise you. You might be surprised to hear me talk about this. Serendipity. I know you've thought about having faith in yourself. I know you're familiar with the twin emotions of apprehension and exhilaration. I know that you risk what you know for what you might learn. I know you've done all those things. But I wonder how many of you have contemplated the possibility that when you do all those things, that you might actually get a little serendipity. My friend Jim Ballard, our friend, you know Jim very well. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's on the show all the time. He's the author of Mind Like Water. That's a book I helped him launch on this show. In Mind Like Water, Jim says, serendipity is a meaningful coincidence. Jim thinks the more we expect serendipity, the more we'll find it. The more we expect serendipity, the more we'll find it. I think business serendipity is real and more than coincidence. I think business serendipity is good fortune that can happen when you show up every day with your risk plan as calculated and reasoned as possible. The foolhardy don't have serendipity. If something good happens to them, it's just dumb luck. And that's not a business model that I recommend. So prepare and strengthen your plan against the risk that you're taking. Believe in yourself and what you're creating. Have faith that something good will come from your commitment. And don't be surprised if among all of that activity, all the risk-taking, all the concern, all the anxiety, all the emotions, and all the real fundamentals that you put under everything and do the best you can, every rock has been turned over. Don't be surprised if you get a little bit of serendipity. And if you risk what you, if the risk that you're taking doesn't deliver what's expected, if somehow things don't turn out like you thought, congratulations might be in order. You know what Edison is said to have called that scenario? He said, successfully discovering, he said, that scenario, when things don't turn out like you thought, is successfully discovering what doesn't work. The essence of entrepreneurial risk-taking is due diligence, belief in yourself, faith, and sometimes even a little serendipity. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.